All right, so it's Thursday, 7:19. Dr. Steve Craig in the house. Yay! With Craig Consulting and Craig Counseling Services. What's up, Doc?
We did a little therapy on me this time.
Yeah,
we did. Good.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'll send you
no
a bill.
Welcome.
Right. Today's thing. Dr. Steve, this is an executive coaching thing. Dr. Steve, I have an employee who made a very bad error in January on a client project. She was working too quickly, got some numbers wrong, and it cost the company a significant amount of money. She's been with us for many years without incident, but now I'm being told by my bosses that she can't be trusted and all her work is suspect. I've been told that she should not be put on anything important because we don't know what else she will screw up and what that will cost us. My boss's stance on this is widely known in the company. It's led to the rest of her team telling her in reviews that they can't trust her. And even the workplace rumor mill is trying to connect her to long past incidents with other clients that she's not responsible for. She's always been one of our best employees, but now she's insecure and questioning her own work and is taking far too long to do things because she doesn't want to make a mistake. What do I do with this employee? I've always thought she was good, but now as her boss, I'm put in the horrible spot of basically squeezing her out and making her time here miserable. Do I give her another pep talk? Do I secretly tell her to find another job? Do I ignore my bosses, putting my own job at risk if they find out or if she makes a mistake? How do we recover? How do I and my employee recover from a horrible mistake? Go, Lloyd.
For me, I mean, listen, we know with companies, you know, the money is a big deal. You don't want to lose any money. And to me, if the company felt like it was such a mess up, you would have thought they would have let her go. But this person has been strong over the years, and I just don't think you are defined forever. You shouldn't be defined forever for, you know, a mistake. We're all human. I think you hold her accountable, but you give her a path to do better and to rebuild that trust. And I have been a manager, and I had a person in my team who made a mistake, and yeah, I held that person accountable, but we talked and I kind of checked in with her, and you know, a little coaching and those types of things. And you know, I just think people improve when they're supported and not when, you know, they're treated at like they'll never succeed again. And I think the person that was on my team, I supported them, they got better, and I didn't, you know, I didn't have to watch them that closely anymore, because they knew what they did better. And so I just think you just coach this person and give them some type of support and help them improve.
We support you, Lloyd.
I appreciate that. I remember that mistake I made. No, yeah.
I feel like there's information missing here. Okay, one bad mistake cost the company a bunch of money, but her track record has been good.
Yeah.
So it feels like as her boss or the leader of this group, it feels like that there would be, I don't know that his job would be at stake to say, well, hold on, wait a second. She's been really good over the past, you know, X amount of years or whatever it is.
Sure.
Why are we focusing on this one issue? Yes, it cost us a bunch of money. Yes, it shouldn't have happened. I'm going to make sure that we don't do that again.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that I'm going to let her do her thing, and then we're going to go back and make sure that everything's copacetic. We're going to make sure things are right.
Yeah.
Something feels a little off here. Whether this is truly her first mistake or whether
it was so bad
the leadership is overreacting.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a mistake around here with you guys, because you guys are awesome. Well, I think this is a...
This is why we're not in charge of anybody.
Exactly. Because they all be messed up. Okay, go ahead.
I don't think this is an employee problem. This is a company culture problem. Okay. Because, well, I two things that's... First of all, this is both true, what I'm going to say, both personally in our relationships and professionally.
Okay.
But... there's two things here going on that really get to me, really get under my skin here. First of all, it's these insecure, immature people like to throw out these platitudes, these empty platitudes and bravados, things like once a thief, always a thief,
mm-hmm.
or somebody makes a mistake.
Yeah.
That, you know,
you're doomed forever.
The quarterback has a bad game in the playoffs and he can't handle the pressure.
That's right.
But one thing, as you said, Lloyd, never defines you, you know, and... but people loved, boy, they get up on their horse for that sort of thing. Like, that's a brilliant thing to say, that someone's mistake reveals their character. But I think, no. Everyone makes mistakes. How you handle people's mistakes reveals your character.
Absolutely.
And that's what's going on here. There's some culture of, oh my God, someone made a mistake. What are we going to do? And just for they're forever damned. That's a bad culture. So then you hit my second point, which is that we always want people to take accountability. You know, they accept the blame when they do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But blame without boundaries is really abuse. It's abusive. And this is what's happening here, is that because you make one mistake, we have to have a boundary on that. I made this, you know, the alphabet. I made a mistake on A doesn't mean you get to blame me for the whole alphabet. Right.
Yeah.
You have to have a boundary. So people love to then go back to my point. You made a mistake. You're damned for everything you do. That's just unacceptable, and that's a mistreat of people. But same thing in your life. You screw up something
at home.
Well,
that can't be good for business either.
Can't be good for business, but take that to your personal life. Could you imagine if you screw up anything in your marriage, in your life, and, you know, now, because you did that.
I can't imagine it.
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay.
But people love to make those statements as if, but it actually reveals their character because blame without boundaries is abusive. So everyone makes a mistake. And the person themselves, this person now doesn't have own boundaries. I made one mistake doesn't mean I have to check all my work all the time. So to me, this is really, this leader has to fight the culture. It's easy to support people who work for you when they do a good job, but mm-hmm. when they really need you is when they make a mistake.
Absolutely.
And if I was coaching this guy, I would say it is your job to step up and say, blame without boundaries is abuse, and we're abusing this employee, and this culture's a mess. You stand up and you push back on your bosses, and you say, my job is to defend her and to make a positive culture here, and that's what I'm going to do. If she makes another mistake, we'll deal with it then. But but I'm not on the hook for everyone's mistake, and we're going to fix this culture. That's what leadership should be, not what's going on here.
Oh, I agree. I believe that this employee needs support and not be made to feel that, you know, they'll never succeed again.
Well, and to your point, this boss says, you know, do I put my own job at risk if she makes another mistake? So, again, that's the culture.
That's the culture.
So it's trickling down. It's not just she did a bad job or she made a mistake. It's now, do I put myself forward?
He or she.
Because I'm worried about my job. Right.
He's recognizing that any mistake gets, if his employee does it, so then I can't even make a
single
mistake.
So is it a mistake for me to go and defend her?
So that's,
he's
got to change the culture. Unfortunately, that's your job as a leader, is you have to call out the cultural
problem.
Absolutely. Right. Mm. That's what you do.
100%. That's tough.
Lloyd, can I see you in the other room?
Yes, you can.
Dr. Steve, good to see you here on a Thursday. Good
see
stuff.
All right,
Doc. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up next. Mike Cox joins the show after that GOP gubernatorial bait. It's coming up on JR Morning.